Broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Spring into Honda North and drive home in the new CRV you want from just $239 a month during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Going on now. See Honda North for details. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to our Grassroots Show here tonight, our local music show on The Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Cupp from The Rock Station 97.7, joining Mr. Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions. And we are ready to begin show number 301. We have crested the hill, and we are on the other side of 300 now.
Crested the hill with little fanfare whatsoever. We are on our way.
We didn't even get a balloon this time.
Not even. So. And if I recall, we had to blow up our own balloons last time anyway.
And so. Hold them for ourselves.
And write on them and everything.
So. We welcome you to the show. This segment brought to you by our friends at the Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler. And got word from Mr. Jim Harpel this week that there is another new tune that has emerged fresh out of the Meat Locker. It's so fresh that it's cold, because it was a meat locker at one time. So, but it'll be a hot new song from Gary Burke III. We'll hear that coming up. Very special event over the weekend, and we thank those of you that were able to get to it. I unfortunately was not able to, but it was a Rock Down Right tour stop to benefit Mr. John Sopko down at the Comfort Inn in Blonox off the Route 28 RIDC exit. And from what I saw and heard, there was great music to be heard and a great turnout.
Yeah, it was a very successful event. A lot of people came together to make that happen. And, of course, we got to do this stop with Drusky Entertainment as well, because he was good friends with John Sopko, longtime friends. So it was kind of a personal thing for him as well. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun. Had LeMatt Productions in running the sound for us. So he made us sound good, because now all the bands did very well. It was fun entertaining everybody. There was a comedian there, and, of course, lots of raffle prizes and beer.
Hey, can't beat that. Well, that's good. Well, I'm glad it turned out to be a success. It couldn't but be a success with the lineup of music that was there and the people that were involved. And we certainly wish John Sopko well in his recovery in the future here. And the healing for mobility is kind of the connection there. And we hope that he's more than mobile in the future, too. So, yeah. And next up, we'll be talking about the next Rock Done Right tour stop. And that's a different angle, but benefit as well. And this is really turning into something special, because there's going to be a lot of acts. It's going to be at a place we've had an event before, and it turned out to be an extreme success, and that's the American Legion Post in Lindora. It's the benefit coming up May 18th for Robin's Home.
Yeah, believe it or not, there are no shelters in Butler County and even surrounding counties for homeless female veterans. So generous donation from a local business. There was a home purchased here in Butler, and a group of people that are going to get that thing going in July and open their doors and for intake of homeless female veterans that are struggling and their children, and kind of have some wraparound services and try and give them a hand. So we want to make sure they can open in July, and we're going to raise some money and help them out with that.
And that'll be a Friday night, so whether you're working, you could stop on by on your way home, enjoy some time. It's going to be a free admission event, and there's going to be a whole wide variety of music.
Yeah, I mean, it's like when we did the one for the wall before. We just kept it free. It's we're going to start at 5 p.m., so if you can't stay, you can at least stop by after work or on your way to wherever you're going. Just come in, check out the raffle prizes, hopefully make a donation, and continue on. But if you want to stay, we're going to have six great bands entertaining you all night long. So
we
keep it free for that reason. We just want you to come in and see what's going on and see what this group of people are trying to do to help out some people less fortunate right now.
Yeah, and some past guests of the show, so they will be featured on the bill that night. So we're looking forward to that. We have a band called Drop the Act that's coming into the studio, and we're going to talk with them about what they're up to. And it sounds like they just literally drove in from Chicago on their tour to visit with us here tonight, so we're excited. But we have another special guest with us here tonight who I understand is a long-time, long-distance listener who has made her way into the studio tonight to to join us. And that just happens to be Utah's mom, Catherine. How are you, Catherine?
I'm great, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for stopping in. And I understand you even did some onstage work this past week.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you, it was the first time I ever did it standing up and the first time I ever did it with a crowd. And I had a great time.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Hats off to George and Kevin, everybody at 565 Live for making it just a great evening. We went down and checked out his Thursday open mic and had a ball.
I never had people treat me better.
Yeah.
The crowd there, I mean, if somebody hasn't been there, they ought to go there. They treat them like they treated me. I think I lost about 10 years. I'm younger now.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, I mean, you're not a performer, per se?
I think everybody is in life. We have to be performers, but I prefer doing it on stage now that it got under my skin. So I'm going to do it again.
Oh, that's
She's
awesome.
A hell of a songwriter, so yeah we're going to be making some of that music known sometime down the road.
Well, and I think if memory serves me correct, Catherine is just a natural artist in general, right?
Yeah, I believe you would know that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I had a
had one of your calendars.
I had a calendar hanging on my wall for the entire 2017 year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously there's art in you. Is that right?
Yeah, I have a lot of God-given talents. I don't take any. The things I do best, I didn't work for. And the things I did worse, I worked for a lot, and that was like that stand-up the other night, the, you know, open mic thing. So
yeah.
I gotta work on that some more so I can get worse. And God just didn't give me that too up front.
I'm one of the things she did best. It took a little work.
Wait a minute. You smart aleck. Everybody wants to know when his birthday is. What?
Don't you dare.
Yeah.
Well, I
including
can't.
Including the guy on this side of the table.
No.
I got people beating on my door for him.
I can't tell anyone, but I'll tell you the date that I gave birth to my first son. How about that?
No, you ain't.
Okay.
We can edit.
Keep guessing.
He's not going to allow that, unfortunately. So describe for me, you were at 565 Live. Did you get up and did you play guitar and the song? I mean, was it an original that you had done?
Yeah, I did. I was able to do two originals.
Oh, awesome.
I was only going to do one, and they insisted I do another one. That's how nice they were.
They're insisting she come back on Thursday.
I couldn't hear the guitar. I couldn't hear myself. I'm used to a nylon string, so it was a catastrophe in my mind. But it was so fun that I want to come back.
That's awesome.
Great.
Yeah, when it gets in your blood, you know, and you can over, if you have that kind of reaction, that makes it feel good, you know.
Yeah.
You know. So.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you were able to kind of break through that barrier a little bit.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, it'll be, you know, the Noble Hops Band with special guest Catherine.
You never know. I tried to invite her up at the Sopko benefit and told her she could open the show if she wanted. But while she's out here, she wanted to see Ben Valasek because she's a huge Ben Valasek fan.
I
but
am.
He's not playing while she's out here. And the one night he was playing, we already had another show. So
okay. Now, Catherine, we should say you're in Pennsylvania here from where?
Elko, Nevada.
Okay.
That's where I'm living now.
So you're that's a pretty good hike away from
here. Yeah, it is.
But you're an avid listener of the show. You hear some of these local musicians we brag about.
Yes, I do.
She's got quite a stack of local music CDs.
It was great to see these young men here.
Yeah.
You know, they all look like my grandsons. I was going to give them some candy on the way out, but they left too fast. So.
Oh, great stuff. Well, they are Drop the Act, and they are sitting here next to us, and we're going to go off into a little visit with them. But, Catherine, thanks for sharing some of your time with us tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight. We got to get to some music here, Utah, and we have a new band that we're going to preview here.
Yes, this band reached out to us. They're a Pittsburgh-based band, pretty fun. I really kind of like what they lay down here. They're called Unsupervibed, and we're going to be playing a few songs of theirs, and we'll kick it off with them with a song called Too Many.
And we'll follow that up with the third single from Gary Burke III, who recorded down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio, this segment sponsor. That's Gary Burke III and a song called This Is. And Gary Burke III and County Line are going to be a part of the Robbins Home Benefit coming up in May. So you'll have a chance to see and probably hear a couple of those songs. I bet they'll be doing.
Absolutely.
So let's get at it here. Music tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Runaway train, a red hot flame that's bound to burn out. I've been there and I've done all that before, but no more. This ain't no routine life with a stepford wife just hanging around. I don't want no part of that. I'm holding on to what I've had, 'cause this is a natural high roller coaster ride that's never ending. This is a fun. What this is. dragging me down. She likes her space and not like mine. That's fine. This ain't no cheating thing. Don't need a flame to satisfy me. It took me a while to find. The more we love, the more I like it. This is a natural high roller coaster ride that's never ending. This is a fine red wine that ages with time, just keeps getting better. May not be paradise, but we cuss and fight for the love this life. I know in my heart, my soul, every time we kiss, what this is. Never ending. This is a fine red wine that ages with time, just keeps getting better. May not be paradise, but we fuss and fight for the love this life. 'Cause I know my heart, my soul, every time we kiss, what this is. Yeah, yeah, what this.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We welcome you back to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7, Bob in Utah with you. And we are brought to you by the Rainbow Inn, where they have been selling record-setting amounts of the Man Can specials because there is much joy in Pirate Land right now. A lot of people are excited. They're tuning in. They're not going to the games because they're going to the Rainbow.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And also Penn's playoff hockey.
That's right.
So there's lots of reasons to stop down to the Rainbow. Say hi. Thank them for being with us for 301 episodes now. So we appreciate the support, and you need to support them back.
Absolutely. Supporting local music, supporting local businesses. That's what we're all about here tonight. And supporting the cause of local musicians as well. And we're excited to bring a brand new act in. And I've had a chance a couple of different times here to kind of look at their website and hear some of the music. And these guys have got it going on, I would say. And they've been, I'm surprised to see that they've been together as long as they have been, because they're not a new act in a sense. And speaking of act, they're called Drop the Act. And we welcome them to the Grassroots Show here tonight. Let's go around the table, because we've got five guys from Drop the Act, and we'll start over here with the guitarist. And give us your name.
It's great to be here, guys. My name's Adam Kaminsky. I play guitar.
I'm the more attractive Adam, Alfano the drummer.
I'm the singer, Matt Priscilla.
Joshua Hoffman, the bassist.
And Jacob Hoffman, the guitarist.
All right, so we got the two Hoffman brothers, and from the looks of things, because of the same hat they're wearing, obviously you guys are twins, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So give us a little background, first of all, about the band here and how you guys all came together. And I understand it was one of the Adams and Joshua and Jacob. You guys have been together for quite some time playing music.
Oh, yeah. We've been together, with Adam Alfano and Josh and Jacob, we've been together for... What, play music since we were 15?
Yeah.
16?
Yeah.
but, yeah, it was funny how we met. Alfano. I had my brother knock on the door, and I walked away because I'm too shy.
We were on our paper route, and we heard drumming, and we basically stared at the house. We made this plan to knock on his door on Halloween.
Okay.
We didn't want to be weird.
We're
weird anyway. So,
but we didn't end up doing that.
knocked on my house at a random time.
We moved it to another day, and his dad answered. And I was there. I was nervous. And he's like, Adam, come to the door. There's someone here for you. And I've known this kid. I've seen him around high school a lot. And it was just weird and different to see him in this setting. And I had him audition for me downstairs in his basement.
Literally right then and there, he was like, so are you trying to show me what you got? And I was like, sure, man. Let's go downstairs. I can drum for you. Then we were a band.
Yeah, so, I thought you were going to get murdered. I'm not even going to lie, Josh. I had you knock on this random person's door, and I was like, well, there goes my twin brother.
Well, that's one of the more unique developments.
I haven't heard that one before.
So hearing drumming echoing, and you guys figured, wow, this has got to be something that that you got to find out about. Obviously, you were playing music between the two of you before, and that obviously spurred the interest.
Yeah.
Me and Josh, we've been playing since we were 14?
Yeah, 14.
Okay.
So we just, like, learned off each other.
Wow. Okay. Was there musicality in the family? I mean, did you have other people? I mean, how did you guys come across music?
No. Other than my mom, she did choir. That was about it.
Okay. That's cool. Adam, how about you? I mean, what inspired you to play? Were you playing in a band at the time?
No, I was drumming my whole life. You know, some people give their children, like, medicine and stuff to calm them down. My parents just threw me drumsticks, and I would just go crazy on the drums, you know? Kind of kept me calm. I was just drumming forever, and they knocked on my door, and I've been wanting to, like, be in a band. It was honestly just perfect. I couldn't ask for, like, you know, a better situation.
Daring parents, because not many parents would give their kids drums to occupy them. You know? Usually it's piano lessons.
They supported the cause.
That's right. That's cool stuff. Well, let's go over here to the other Adam Kaminsky, who plays guitar. Adam, what got you involved in music?
Music was always something I wanted to do ever since I was young as well, and I met these guys. I actually played my first show in a band, in a different band, on the same day that the Hoffmans and Adam, they played their first show as their old band that they were in before Drop the Act. And then eventually, just through becoming friends, through playing shows together and just hanging out, I ended up joining Drop the Act once they formed. And it, you know, just kind of fit, and, you know, things have just been going good since then.
And here you are now. Matt Priscilla, how about you?
I was always interested in music from a young age. I never actually took initiative, though, and did anything musically related until I was much older, probably, like, later in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was young, I used to, like, you know, sing and perform at, like, family functions and stuff like that, you know. But when I got to high school, you know, I got involved with a group of people that were a little bit more like-minded. And, you know, I always listened to, you know, different styles of music than, you know, most of my friends did at the time. So, you know, I took interest in rock music more than I did the hip-hop scene, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had some friends that were in the musical, and it was my senior year of high school. It was just prior to me joining with these guys. And, you know, they talked me into, you know, trying out for a part. You know, I wasn't planning on, you know, trying out for a lead or anything. Like, I'd be happy with stage crew, you know. And, I've never did an audition of any, you know, sort. So I did a director's choice audition, which basically, you know, I went in there and I, like, sang a little bit of a song and, like, did some acting. And then they decided, like, you know, what I was best suited to do. Mm-hmm. And I went in and they ended up giving me the lead role for a musical that, like, you know, I've never done a lead role ever, and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this, like, you know, like. And but then once I got acclimated with that, you know, I kind of really started loving the whole performing aspect of music. And then I linked up with these guys. I was friends with his girlfriend at the time, and she was like, you know, you need to meet my boyfriend, you need to meet him. You know, I was working at McDonald's with her. And she said, you know, he's looking to start a new band, and, you know, I just want you to meet him. And I've never met him, like, personally. So, like, you know, just like how they, like the Hoffman said that they had him audition for him. Basically, I texted him one day because his girlfriend gave me his number, and I was like, okay, well, you know, I kind of want to be in a band, so this might be cool. And he tells me to come over in his basement, you know, again.
Wow.
And I go down there. I've never met him before, and I go down there, and he has like this whole cool setup. Like there's, you know, there's amps and stuff down there, and his drum set, and a microphone, and he's like, all right, man, like sing, like, and I was like, all right, and I just sang, and then after that, you know, we kind of just hit it off, and you know, we linked up with these guys, and the rest was like history. So
that's an amazing story. I mean, to see it all evolve, and you know, the ebb and flow of it, and you guys have been together as a group now, what, 5 years?
Yeah, so. We're pushing 5 years now. You know, four with the current lineup that we have now. We had a bassist. That, you know, he was a great guy. You know, we love him to death. But he kind of, you know, music wasn't his, like, passion. He didn't really want to pursue it as far as we, you know, wanted to pursue it. So he ended up, at Kaminsky, ended up joining the band. And we've been together for 4 years. So, which is, you know, I think we take some pride in that because, you know, a lot of bands around here, like, you know, they come and they'll go and, you know, they'll, you know, have their differences or maybe start different projects. And we kind of always kept the same mindset and had the same goals and got along really well.
So is his basement where you practice too? Because it seems to be the epicenter of this band.
It is where we practice, yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Jerry and Patty Alfano. Thank you so much for putting up with us for so many years.
Wonder if they've had the thought cross their mind. All we wanted to do was get him a drum kit, not a band.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So if we had to tell the listeners, what style of music do you play? What would you tell them? Good question,
say,
huh?
Yeah.
Drop the act. We're music.
I would say pop punk, you know. Okay. We're not going to really sugarcoat it. Yeah, but, you know, we've been experimenting with different elements and stuff, and, you know, we often get compared to artists that aren't really pop punk, and maybe it has something to do with, like, you know, my vocal style. You know, maybe I don't sing, you know, typically like, you know, your average pop punk vocalist. I have had R&B like influences growing up and stuff, so you know, we do like to incorporate some different things and feels into our music that we've been actually experimenting with recently.
Yeah, I think in addition to pop punk, there's some like solid like rock elements to our music as well, especially like some of our newer songs. Like they're definitely like a pop punk song at its core, but there's a lot of like, you know, pounding riffs and like just rock elements to the music, which is nice.
Yeah, I think the best thing that helped define our music over the years is that we all came from like different influences. Like, you know, like Adam, he was a vocalist in a metalcore band at one point, and like, you know, and these guys, you know, they listened to like bands like Coheed and Cambria and things of that nature. And Adam was always a pop punk kid, but he always liked, you know, hip hop and stuff like that. So we were able to just combine a bunch of different stuff together and just come up with our own little unique thing.
And here it is, Drop the Act.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a new five-track EP that is out, right? Is it out officially now? And it's called The Art of Thinking.
Yes.
We're going to play the title track from that, and we'll continue our conversation and find out how they came up with the name Drop the Act. But they're visiting with us here tonight, fresh back as we record this from an overnight trip. They literally just drove in from Chicago, and we'll have to find out what they did this past weekend. But here we are on a Sunday night with Drop the Act and their song Art of Thinking on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah. when the distance grows between us, with every note I write, please understand while I'm gone, I spill these words through these songs. You can drift away in me when you put your headphones on. I know you got a 5-year plan, but don't you worry, there's no hurry. I swear I'd do it all again if time ran out and we're still worth it. For the best of us, all we need is trust. I hope you know this life gets better. I know you were afraid that I won't follow through and break every promise that I made to you. Can't help it, I'm so selfish. Still be here through your best and my worst. I'll make sure you come first. I know you got a 5-year plan, but don't you worry, there's no hurry. I swear I'd do it all again if time ran out and we're still working for the best of us. This is what I need.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Don't forget, our show streams 977rocks.com and can also be archived, or is archived, can be played back via the archive at 977rocks.com. In fact, you can spin back through a bunch of the episodes and hear the acts that we've had on previously. And tonight we have Drop the Act, and you just heard a couple of their songs from a brand new 5-track EP that is out. And we are visiting with the two Adams, Joshua, Jacob, and Matt tonight from Drop the Act. You just heard 5-Year Plan. Give us a little background of that song. I think, Matt, you're going to take that.
So, yeah, 5-Year Plan was a song originally drew inspiration from a relationship that I had. It's about pretty much telling somebody that even if you're not content with where you're at in the relationship right now, there's no need to rush things. There's always time to plan out the future, and if you're truly there for that person, that you'll be there in that 5-year plan. You'll be there for them at the end of the day. You'll be there, and there's no rush to really, make things happen quick. So
cool. Well, till you get our age.
Yeah.
Plans seem to get a little shorter.
Turns into a 2-year plan.
Or in my case, the now. Deal with it day to day. What about the title track? Obviously, you named the album after it, The Art of Thinking. Tell us about that song.
Right. So The Art of Thinking is a very personal song to all of us. We actually did a whole production music video for this song. It kind of raises awareness for mental health, kind of what we wanted to base the structure of the EP around. You know, it's something that's affected all of us in some way, shape, or form, and something that we feel needed to be talked about. So, you know, it's about dealing with, like, inner struggles, inner demons and things like that, and trying to escape from that chaos. We actually shot the music video for it at Hillview Manor in Newcastle. If you're not familiar with that location, it's an abandoned asylum, kind of, but I don't want to say really asylum because they actually had, like, it was like an elderly home.
Yeah, I think it was like a nursing home for a time,
right,
as well.
Right, but the third floor was like a psychiatric ward or hospital.
Yeah, that floor's haunted.
Right, yeah. So, and it was actually really cool because they actually shot an episode of Ghost Adventures, the show on Discovery Channel. They shot an episode there because it's supposed to be like haunted and stuff, you know. But we shot a whole music video there. So a big shout out to the owners of that for letting us do that.
Absolutely.
And basically the video just goes about, you know, I'm basically trapped in this asylum, which is a metaphor for my mind.
Okay.
So basically the asylum that I'm in is a metaphor for, you know, the things that I'm experiencing, like, internally. And, you know, it's pretty neat. We worked on it with Red Dot Studios, pretty good friends of mine. Check them out if anybody's into production. And, you know, they were able to help that vision come to life, and it was a really neat experience.
That's really cool. How does the songwriting happen for you guys, Matt? Do you bring most of the lyrics to the table, or is it a blend of guys?
You know what? It's really unorthodox. You know, some bands have a certain way of doing things every single time they go into writing new music. Basically, we all come up with our own ideas. Like, you know, Adam will write full songs. These guys will write songs, and they'll come to the table, you know, with these scratch tracks and these instrumentals, and they'll say, okay, like, what can we do with this? And then everybody kind of chimes in and puts their 2 cents in, and, you know, we make it happen. And I, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm writing the lyrics after I get the music.
Okay.
But, you know, there are, you know, particular times where I'll come up with, like, a melody in my head, and I'll be like, hey, guys, like, do you think you could put some music behind this? Like, you know, like, and we'll just do it that way. Whatever draws inspiration, whatever we're feeling that day, basically.
It seems like, I mean, obviously, if you've been together 4 to 5 years as an act, I mean, that's, you know, a band is like a family. It can be good.
Oh,
it can be good and bad.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like it just, I mean, the vibe you guys present, it seems like you're having a good time together.
We have good chemistry. We work together well. The writing process is always really fun. Getting to watch songs come to life, like, right before our eyes, it's awesome because, like Matt said before, you know, we all come from, like, different backgrounds musically. So sometimes, like, I'll write a full scratch track and record it on, like, GarageBand or something, and I'll come to the practice pad with it, or I'll send it to the band in the email. Everyone can get a feel for it. We'll come together. You know, usually the song ends up being pretty similar to the original scratch track, but, like, everybody throws, like, their own little twists on it. You know, it's never the exact same song. So it's so nice to see everybody's different opinions come together and, like, styles come into, like, one song. It's just, like, just a great chemistry that we have with each other. It's awesome.
That's pretty cool. The band is called Drop the Act, visiting with us tonight from the Newcastle area. I think everybody went to Newcastle High School except for Adam over here.
I went to Laurel.
I went to Laurel. But same general area, Lawrence County area. Where did the name come from, Drop the Act?
Actually, we'll let Adam Alfano explain this because his girlfriend played a big part.
So we were really struggling with coming up with a name. The original name idea was actually Let's Plan a Robbery, which is our first album name. It just wasn't sticking with us for some reason. Like, we really thought it's more of an album name.
Yeah.
So we had a CD out from this band called Audio Strobe Light, and my girlfriend was just kind of chilling while we were practicing, and she was just doodling, you know, all their track names on this paper, and one of the track names was Drop the Act, and she made this, like, you know, really cool logo for it, you know, like, right in the middle, and, you know, we saw it, and we were like, what the hell's this, you know? She's like, oh, I just thought it, you know, was a cool, you know, song title, and so I made this cool little logo for it, and we were like, this is it. Like, it just clicked, you know? We saw it, and as soon as we saw it, we were like, yeah, that's us.
Yeah. This happened in your basement also. Right?
This yes, it also happened in my basement. A lot of stuff happens down there.
A lot of stuff happens in the basement. A lot.
There's something magical about his basement.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess.
Yeah. We might have to do a grassroots remote.
I was going to say either that or ghost hunters have to come in there and check out what's down
there. Yeah, there's something paranormal definitely happening in that basement.
I think followed me from Hillview Manor, though. I don't think it was always that freaking out.
Right. So I would assume then, Adam, your girlfriend is the manager of the band because everything seems to revolve around.
She would gladly take that title.
Yeah, we'll just say that. Yeah, she's the manager.
Yeah, we'll give it to her for today. Yeah, she is.
Now, am I correct in saying that Let's Plan a Robbery, that you actually did make that, what, your last album?
That is our first full-length album.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that was quite a while ago, right?
Yeah, that was about 3 years ago, I'd say. We recorded that down in Baltimore, Maryland, and that was a lot of fun recording that.
That's cool.
Down there, yeah.
So how did you get connected to Baltimore, Maryland? Was it just a matter of searching out places or recommendations, or how did you find that studio?
Josh, you found him.
The producer's name is Greg Parker, and he actually reached out to us through Reverb Nation.
Okay.
And we shot a few emails back and forth, and then we went down for 7 days, I think it was, right?
Yeah, we were down there. We split it up into two trips. We went down and recorded the first half, and then we went down and recorded the second half at the end of the year.
Okay. So two different visits down to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. He sought you out, though. That's the thing.
It made me feel good about myself. I was like, yay, someone's actually looking for us. Yeah, right.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the new disc then, Art of Thinking. How did that come together? Where did you record that?
Okay, so basically... after we put out the first album, there was a little bit of a time period where we kind of went in the idle. We were in school. We were all college students. Okay. We all just recently graduated. So now we're actually, hitting the music thing a little bit harder now, that we're out of school.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The second album, we've been writing it for quite a while, before it was released. It was kind of a work in progress. And actually who produced it was an influence of mine personally, of vocally. His name is Craig Owens, from a band called Chiotis, And they were really big in the alternative scene back in the early 2000s, and I grew up listening to a lot of their music. So, we were kind of going back and forth, who should produce this album? What are we trying to do with the album? Which is the most important thing when you're looking for a producer. You want to find somebody that's going to connect with you on a creative level.
Yeah.
And, we heard that Craig was, taking applications per se, for bands to record with him in Michigan. Excuse me. So basically we just kind of reached out to his representative and, sent them our EPK, our digital portfolio, and they reviewed it, and his representative sent it to Craig, and we were like, this guy's not going to work with us. You know what I mean? We're just a little speck on the map to him. And surprisingly enough, we get an email back, I think a week later or something like that. And his representative said, Craig would love to work with you guys. And we were just completely stoked. I was beside myself. I was like, are you serious? And it was funny because actually the first time he walked into the studio, we weren't expecting him to come when he came. He actually arrived early and he walked in and
he
choked up.
Flu.
Yeah, I choked up, and he was like, go in the next room. He was like, let's get started. He was like, I want you to, play and sing some of your songs on acoustic.
Oh, man, that was scary.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That was scary. Yeah. Oh, man, we played him way too fast.
it was funny because,
a little bit of adrenaline, I guess.
Oh, yeah, something.
Yeah. It was bad. I thought, I shook the nerves, it's been 4 years now, I'm used to performing in front of people when they ask and stuff like that, but no, he walked in and he was like, play two of your songs so I can get a feel for, how you guys write your music. And I think at one point I might even have forgot lyrics to my song.
Yeah, if there was ever a hot seat, we were on it at that time.
Yeah, but then after that, he actually kind of laughed at it, and he was like, I know what's going on. I know you guys are nervous. And then after we kind of got to know him and okay, this is a person. This isn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were like, okay. And then we were able to get stuff done.
That's awesome.
The right way.
And it has come to fruition now. It's out on the streets. People can pick it up.
iTunes, Spotify, Amazon MP3.
Or our
YouTube.
Or a show.
We have hard copies as well. You can actually order them from our site, and we
have a Big Cartel merch store that you can get shirts and hats and physical copies of the CDs from.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So where can people catch Drop the Act somewhere soon?
They can catch Drop the Act in Youngstown, Ohio, April 28th at the Wick Yards. It's a old funeral home, actually. It's creepy because where you load in, there's coffins.
Wow.
I don't know if they're. I didn't know if they were privately.
I'm expecting for a body to pop out, man.
Yeah. It's Halloween every day there. So if you're looking for a good time and you like Halloween season, just come on by. But it really is a great venue. We had a lot of fun playing it last time. So seriously, if anybody's in the Youngstown area, come out and we'll rock out with you.
That's cool. That's a Saturday, April 28th, later this month. Okay. And obviously you'll have some other different events. Is there a fundraising event that you're going to be doing pretty soon, too?
Yeah, we're doing it's called Drop the Gloves. It's going to be at Hess Ice Hockey Rink. It's basically what they're going to do. They're having, like, a Pittsburgh Penguin alumni team. So last year it featured people like Colby Armstrong and Tyler Kennedy. So it's a pretty awesome old Penguin names. And they'll come and they'll play some of the Lawrence County all-star team. Okay. So it's always a good time. All the benefits go toward the American Cancer Society. And they're having a fair before the hockey game with a couple bands jamming out, food trucks and stuff. So we'll be there. And that is May 5th. I'm not sure of the time, but if you just search Drop the Gloves on Facebook, it'll pop right up.
It'll come up.
Yes. So.
All right. Well, we hope to catch you guys live soon, and certainly appreciate hearing some of the new 5-track EP. In fact, we're getting to hear, 4 of the 5 here tonight?
Yes.
We're going to do a couple more, including a couple long-winded songs. So I don't know, Matt, if you want to introduce those, we'll play them before we go here.
So this next one is called Seth Cohen is So 2003.
Cool. Does it have anything to do about Seth Cohen? Or
actually, it's you know what? I think he was just a fan of what was
yeah, Seth Cohen is a character on the OC.
Right.
Great TV show.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
So, Seth, he's a great guy.
Yeah. So basically, yeah. I guess
cool
this,
show.
Yeah. So I guess where we got the name of the song was...
His girlfriend, Summer, it was a quote in like one of the first couple episodes. Okay. Literally, as soon as she said that, I texted the guys. I was like, our next song is going to be called this. Just saying.
You know, sometimes there isn't depth. Sometimes, you know, don't look into a musician's song title and think, wow, you know, they're so articulate, they know how to word it. Sometimes it's just like, wow, that sounds
cool.
It is
what it is.
Ask Led Zeppelin,
what it
right?
is, you know?
Yeah. Cool stuff. And then the last song.
Right.
Maybe the longest in grassroots name history.
It's the longest in our history as well. So, yeah. It's called A Smile and a Cigarette and Maybe I'll Forget of This. It's a mouthful, and it was also named by Adam Alfano. So there's a trend
I like to name
on.
Stuff.
There's a trend going on, but you know what? We kind of dig his style, and we like the names that he suggests for songs. And that this title actually does have some depth and meaning. The song, obviously, you know, is again about, you know, mental health awareness and things like that, kind of branching off of the title track. So we kind of wanted to title it to reference kind of that topic.
Cool. Guys, great to meet you. Thanks for coming
great
in and visiting.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for making the trek all the way back, because they just went from Pittsburgh all the way to Chicago and back to do the show.
Yes. We're ready
you guys
to shower.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
And maybe take a nap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Longer than a nap. Like all day.
A whirlwind tour, no doubt about it.
Right.
But we appreciate you coming through. Adam, Matt, Joshua, and Jacob, best of luck in the future. Hope to see you down the road, and I hope you'll all check out Drop the Act. Here's a couple more songs tonight on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
This time, and now we're wasting our to myself. I hold them close so that no one else can see what I've turned to or what I've been through. What a shame when the only one who can is always been you. Is it time to face it now? I'll never make it out. Feels like I'm stuck in this place, but my heart still lives its way. Sometimes I hate myself. Convinced forever I'll never find out. Things are different now. Time tore me down. It's getting harder to live in the moment. When will I figure this out? And rid my head of this doubt that consumed me. It's a tragedy. I'm dead inside. No sign of a life. Is it too late to live in the moment? And now I can't face myself. And rid my head of this doubt. It's killing me. Will I ever find peace?
The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rock and Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rock and Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
This Tuesday night, beginning at 7:30, join Mary Lou Scherter for another Steamworks Sessions, which features artists and an open stage every Tuesday night at Steamworks Creative, Route 8 in Gibsonia. On Friday, April 20th at Steamworks Creative, enjoy the talents of Amanda Hertwick. Also on Friday, April 20th, it's Washboard Tony and Friends with a jam at Cummings Coffee West, getting underway at 7 o'clock. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Saturday, April 28th, join the Noble Hops Band at the Parker VFW. And don't forget, our next Rock Done Right tour stop is coming up in May, Friday, May 18th. Stop up to the Lindor American Legion for a benefit for the Robins Home that is coming in July to benefit homeless women veterans. It's a Rock Done Right tour presented by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
We are back. Hard to believe it's mid-April already. My goodness, that means the band jam's coming real quick. It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Thanks to the guys from Drop the Act, who popped in tonight to visit with us here on the Grassroots Show. And Utah's mom, Catherine, visiting with us and sharing some studio time. We are not kidding when we say the band jam is right around the corner. Here it is, mid-April already. I don't know about you, Utah, but I have already compiled my Grassy nomination list. That means that's coming up next month. You'll be voting on it in June. Of course, once it's all decided, because it's just my list, and it gets combined with a whole bunch of other lists and whittled down to a dozen that will make that list. And then we will announce the winner at that Band Jam, Grassroots Music Festival, which, well, if you think about it, 3 months from today will already have occurred. We will be we'd be sitting here listening to the Sunday night show after the fact. So it's coming that quick, folks. I hope you're making plans to spend the weekend with us. If you can't spend the weekend, you can pop in and out. Get your tickets ahead of time, though. It saves you $5 off the admission price at the gate. For those 18 and older, 17 and under are free. It's only $20, and we're going to have an incredible weekend of music.
And if you buy your tickets online, we'll have a little gift for you at the gate. So it's time to get moving on it. And as far as my Grassy list, I'm about halfway through it, so getting there.
Well, I worked feverishly last week on that because I had some spare time finally, so wanted to get a head start on that because I knew it would probably be going, oh, man, you know, how that goes. But it's going to be a great weekend. Cooper's Lake Campground, just a fantastic facility that houses this and has so many different things to do. Just a beautiful area to come if you do want to come camp for the weekend. It doesn't matter if you're going to sleep in your car, pitch a tent, or pull your fifth wheel in. They have hookups galore. They have a lot of room. So many different things to do, and just fantastic people, a great facility.
And you can rent or buy yourself a new trailer from Huffnagel & Majors, who is back to sponsor the Band Jam again. Really glad to have them on board, along with local area McDonald's and Apparel Custom Prints. So.
Yeah, Apparel Custom Prints is going to be doing shirts on site. Now, those of you that have been around the Band Jam in its first 5 years, we've actually had pre-made shirts on hand, so you came and bought what we had. These folks are going to be able to create your shirt right there on the spot, so you'll be able to pick out whatever size, style you'd like to have.
Yep.
So, going to be a great weekend. And again, if you go to thebandjam.com, that's our website that will link you over. I can provide you the information you need to know to get your tickets online if you'd like to, and also link over to Cooper's Lake Campground to reserve a spot if you care to do that.
Yep, so. And the lineup is finalized, so you'll be hearing a lot about that here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, can't wait. It's going to be a good time. Well, can't wait to do this again. We'll do it again next Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And we've got it's amazing the depth that we have. I mean, we're booked into August right now with the special guests. So we're trying to fit as much as we can in. And each and every night we try to bring you something new. And I actually have we have something brand new. In addition to earlier tonight, we played a song from a band we had never played before. And ditto here coming up.
Yeah, these guys are going to be part of the Band Jam. We might as well say it now because we already have everything finalized. But a band called Wolf House out of Pittsburgh, and you might know one of the members on there because he's been a guest on this show and we featured him quite a bit. That's Jake Parks, and he's playing drums for this band now. So a lot of good high energy stuff here. Some cool guitar work and some cool riffs going on. So really enjoy it. It's a song of theirs called Dead Inside.
All right, and I'll play another cut from a band we played a couple of weeks ago that I've really found myself listening to this album over and over. I'm really caught by it. The band Wicked Earth, and we're going to play another song from their latest EP called Light the Shadow. Thanks again to you, the listener out there, to Catherine, a special guest tonight, along with Drop the Act. I'm Bob Cupp with Utah Burgess. Rock on, get out and support local music, see a show, spend some time listening to it. You'll be better for it. It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
So broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Spring into Honda North and drive home in the new Honda Fit you want. Lease yours from just $99 a month during the Honda Dream Garage Spring Event. Going on now. See Honda North for details. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7.